This is a demo about moving towards a modern IDE inside of Visual Studio 11. As I get started with the demo right away, you can see some of the changes that we've made to focus on your content. We've reduced the toolbars by 35%, and we've also tightened up the UI around the outside, a lot of the line work. These changes have given you two lines of code back in your editor. Also, using the neutral color scheme around the outside allows the content, your editor, to pop with greater detail. You can see the colors, etc., really come to the foreground with this new color scheme. What I'm going to do today is walk through a couple quick stories using this paint project to illustrate some of the additional features that have allowed you to focus on your content and really be efficient inside of the IDE. The first thing I'm going to do is try and understand how drawing works inside of this application by searching for a mouse event. I'm going to do that using search in the Solution Explorer using control semicolon. And I'll arrow down and start looking through each of these items. As I look through each of these items, it's going to be shown in the preview tab, and the preview tab dynamically updates as I arrow through each of these. I'm going to set a breakpoint in one of these methods and run my application. Now, as I come in here and hit my breakpoint, I can start stepping through my code. Notice that as I step through multiple different files, each file is not being opened inside of the tab area. Rather, it's being refreshed inside of this preview area. So it's not cluttering my document area as I go through here. When I find a particular item that I'm interested in looking at, I can add it to my document area by clicking the Open button on the tab. If I decided that one of the files I stepped through previously actually had some merit, I can always get back to it using the Navigate Backwards capability. Because I was previewing it at the time, when I come back to this file, it will remember that it was previewed and load it in the Preview tab. So I'm ready to move on to the next step, but shoot, I realized I completely forgot to turn off the breakpoint, and that's something I don't like to leave breakpoints around in my code. Now, it might be difficult to remember how to find the different commands related to breakpoints. We've injected Quick Launch into the IDE to help you do that faster. So I'm going to hit Control Q and just do a search for breakpoints. Now, depending on how you like to manage your breakpoints, you see a number of different options. I can pull up my breakpoints window and have more fine-grained control over the breakpoints, or I can just say delete all breakpoints. For those of you who are keyboard-oriented, you also see that we're including the keyboard shortcuts here as a way for you to take those commands you use often and remember their keyboard shortcuts. The next story I'm going to walk through is a better understanding of the different drawing tools in this application and how they relate to one another. What I'm going to do is just try and get a feel for each of these files by browsing through the Solution Explorer. Now, if I wanted to do this before, I would have to open all these files and manually compare them. Now I can just arrow up and down to the Solution Explorer and look at the files without worrying about opening them and going back and forth between those different tabs. So I see the line tool, and that's inheriting from a paint object class. It looks like all these drawing tools are inheriting from paint object. So I'm going to go to the paint object and expand this and get a better view of its content. This is something new for Visual Studio 11. And I'm looking at this paint object class. Inside of the Solution Explorer, each of these items has a number of relationships that will help me to understand the content a little bit better. I'm going to invoke the context menu to pull up those relationships. The first thing I'm going to do in this case is say new view. This is going to multi-instance the Solution Explorer focused on the paint object class. The second thing I'm going to do, because everything's deriving from paint object, is select derived types. This gives me basically a focused explorer that I can use to really look at just these tools that I'm interested in. When I combine this with the multimon capabilities, this actually becomes really powerful. I'm going to take this paint object preview file, and I'm going to attach it to this new Solution Explorer that I made. And if you envision that these two things are really two monitors, you see that I have a pretty powerful setup in terms of multimon, one shell for doing generic exploration in my paint project, and another one for really understanding these different drawing tools. And again, I can start arrowing down through these different items and looking at the different drawing tools and how they relate to one another. Now, you can imagine that these relationships that I used before can be used for any number of things, including exploring the call hierarchy of various items inside of the Solution Explorer, or doing a find all references, all of this information is at your fingertips inside of the Solution Explorer. So that's a really quick overview of some of the new features inside of Visual Studio that's helping you keep your focus on the content and helping you to be more productive as you do your coding. Thank you.